Yo, I apologize for the connection that me and Stax had on the interview, on the part two interview. Everybody, y'all can still listen to it and everything. We just had some interruption going on with our connection. We try to get everything done for y'all so y'all could have a good listen to the interview. But I think the interview went well. Stax touched on a lot. Y'all make sure y'all need to go out and support him, you know, him and his crew, you know what I'm saying? They got some good music, and you will hear it on the second interview, what they coming out, what they dropping and stuff like that. So make sure you go out there and support Stax, you know, and his crew and everything like that. They got some good music, and they deserve to be heard. And everybody, you know what I'm saying, Fort Smith, you know, we got good people down here that can do the music and stuff like that. So I just believe that. And like he believed that, you know, we got some good, you know, talented artists here and stuff like that. And we get overlooked, you know, and that's what I'm pressing to everybody, that we get overlooked here, you know what I'm saying? And I play everybody's music. Everybody's music get played on my show, you know what I'm saying? I don't hate on nobody that doing their music and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I give everybody a fair shot, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to down you if you got music and people thinking it's not hot. To me, it's hot, you know what I'm saying? Because it's played on my show, because I want you to get a taste of, what's the word I'm looking for here? I want you to get a little taste of some recognition for yourself, you know, and for your craft. And if you got a label, you know what I'm saying, you want to put your label out there and you want everybody to know about your label, you know, this is the show, you know what I'm saying? This is the show that you need to be putting your stuff on, and I will play it, you know what I'm saying? So much respect to Stax for coming out, showing love to the show, showing love for the podcast. And, you know, and I'm showing love right back, because, you know, he could have, you know, been like, nah, I ain't going to do no interview. You know what I'm saying? He could have done that and, you know, and it would have been all cool. But for, you know, Stax, the type of person he is, man, much love, man. He showed love to the town, and he showed love to the people that's doing it, the same thing he's doing. So he got a lot of love for it. So y'all need to look out for Stax, man. Look out for his music. Blood Moon, Hot Box, Habits, they all dropping. Go out and support, you know what I'm saying? Go out and support, man, because we need to support each other, you know what I'm saying? We got too much talent for us not to support each other, you know what I'm saying? So, and I just want to, you know, say thank you again for him coming up on the show, talking about everything that we could talk about up under the sun. If you haven't listened to part one, interview part one, episode four, you go on the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Radio Breaker, all the other platforms that got my show on their platform. You can go on there and check it out, and check out episode five, part two of the interview with Stax. And man, it's a blessing. I was really blessed for him to come through. So yeah, if y'all sit back and just enjoy and listen to the show, we've been getting cut off, you know, on here and stuff, and I try to get it back up and running for us to finish the interview. But, you know, check out the show. We had a good interview. And check me out on episode six. I will have some more stuff and everything. And I'm trying to get the interview with X-Man. He's another running mate of mine in this music. He been doing music for a long time. Most Wanted Records, that's his thing. And plus, he's a Black Mob member, so we all trying to get back together and do this Black Mob reunion. And he's one of the founders of the Black Mob, so I'm going to have him on the show, and he's going to talk about his music and what he's got going and stuff like that. So y'all need to check me out, man. And I appreciate the love, all the people that have been tuning in, checking me out, man. I appreciate the love, and I hope I gave y'all, you know, a little perspective on what we do down here And if y'all like the music that we got down here, much love to y'all, you know what I'm saying? Because we need all the support we could get, because Fort Smith get overlooked big time. And, yeah, that was Dope Show Live, Episode 5. Part 2, the Stacks Part 2 interview. My bad. I thought somebody was going to come in here when I was recording. But, yeah, Stacks, Status Young Hard, interview part 2 on Dope Show Live, episode 5. Check it out. And, you know, y'all stay blessed. And try to, you know, come and check me out and stuff like that. I'm sorry I keep pausing and everything like that. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to say. But, yeah. Thank y'all for coming out, checking us out, and listening to the show. And I appreciate the love, baby. One.
Yo.
Yo, my bad. Yo, that was probably me on my end right there.
Yeah, I couldn't tell what happened.
Yeah, man. So I think I got cut off when we was talking about when I was saying that we get overlooked down here because we got some. Yeah, especially the talent that we got down here.
Yeah, rest in peace, C, man. Rest in love. That was some losses right now.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that was devastating. But I was saying the talent that he had, that should let everybody know that, okay, Fort Smith got some talent. Because he was representing Fort Smith hard. He was representing Fort Smith hard. You know what I'm saying? He was repping the Heights hard. So that should let everybody know what kind of talent that we got. We get overlooked. And that kind of frustrates me. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at the talent, though. Y'all not looking at our talent. Y'all just looking at where we from. Oh, well, you know, he's from a small country town. You know, Fort Smith is not all that. It's not country. Fort Smith, it's a little city. You know what I'm saying? Hello? Yo.
What up, Chi-Town?
All right. I just want to make sure it's locked in. All right. Check us out. Oh, all right. This is the Dope Show. Welcome back, people. This is Dope Show Live, man. We got another amazing, amazing show. This is part 2. A Stacks interview. Sorry for the first one. Something happened. What happened on that? We got cut off.
I don't know. It might have been on my technical. I appreciate you for having me back, bro.
Yeah, no problem, man. You know what I'm saying? We had to finish up, man. You know what I'm saying? Get you on the second interview. You know what I'm saying? This is part 2. So,
yeah.
And we talked a lot on part 1. You know what I'm saying? I think we talked a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to continue that discussion. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's very interesting. You know, to learn about Arkansas, don't got these type of things for our, you know, music here, the entertainment here that we got. music wise. I think that's
under development.
Yeah. And, I think that's crazy. I think we should, if we dissolve, somehow just come together, make some money together, and just, you know, pitch in.
And just, you know what? The fact you, what you just said, and like in Little Rock, they got this organization called, I think it's called the Southern Coalition.
Right, uh-huh.
Southern Hip Hop Coalition or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they do. Like, it's an organization that do that for local artists in their area, man. And they have a lot of talent shows. And
right.
Workshops and summits and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And Little Rock, Little Rock really got some good, you know, artists down that way, man. You know, Little Rock is, you know, they popping, but
it dawned on me that they had that coalition going on when we talked last time.
And we should have something like that now here in our city.
We might. It's just dawning on me as we talk. We might have to reach out to them and see if they can put a branch in our area.
Yeah,
to work with Northwest Arkansas or something like that.
Yeah. I think that would work. I really think that would work if we do something like that.
We gotta do something.
Yeah, so, you know, but like the culture, the music here, of our music, we got a rich history here in Fort Smith with our music in the hip hop scene. Go back in the days, you know what I'm saying? Really, to me, the first thing I heard from anything from Fort Smith, was Dollar Dean. When I was telling you last time, when he was going to Cali, getting beats from Battle Cat and stuff like that.
Yeah, what you talking about? The Fish Grease?
The Fish Grease, that's his newest shit. I'm talking about his older shit back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
When he was getting beats from Battle Cat back then.
Yeah, I can't remember. That's what I'm saying. The history is deep. I remember him on, was it Northside?
I think so. I think he was on the Northside joint. I don't know.
I think he was. I believe he was, bro. Yeah, he was. He was on that joint. And see, that was a big time joint for the town.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, he got notoriety, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me name some more cats you might not be familiar with. You got Mr. Kind Man. You can go on YouTube and check out his Help EP, H-E-L-P-E-T, all capital letters.
Okay.
These are just artists I work with. The producer I work with been trying to get Dollar Dean to come by the studio. Dollar Dean ain't did it. So what I'm doing is telling you some of the artists I work with. He'll have some... Maybe he'll hear the show and hear some collaborating. Might want to decide to do that. But like Mr. Kind Man, I'm about to release Astro Strong on. He's a local homegrown, but his MCing is. I'm gonna give it to Tennessee, Kentucky area, but he's from here and he grew up in Arkansas. And then I got Drew Holler, aka Losing Baby. He's not on the streets at the moment due to unforeseen circumstances. If you want to check his project out, it's called Loser Baby on datpiff.com.
Okay.
Let me think. You can check me out on that Piff. I just dropped an EP called I'm with some banging joints on there. I need some collaborative efforts for 2K21. You need to put a word in with me with the OG.
Okay. Yeah,
that's OG music right there. 94-95 on some 2020 stuff.
Oh yeah, put that 90.
I want it.
Yeah, man.
I want it.
Oh, you see, okay. Now, since you talking about what you coming out with, what's the name of your LP?
The next LP I'm about to release right now is called Bag and Baggage. That the two of the singles off of there, I sent them to you. Hotbox.
Yeah. Okay. Blood Moon. Yeah.
Blood Moon come out November 17th, I think, on all major Spotify, iTunes, Tencent, all that. Right now, I'm dealing with some issues with one of the distros on my Habit single.
Okay.
Hotbox is supposed to drop tonight at midnight. I'm not for sure what's going to occur with that.
Okay.
But we got like 5 singles lined up before the end of the year to drop. Before we drop we're calling it a micro album with 9 or 10 songs on it called Bag and Baggage.
Okay. And what's the name of your label? So for the people who don't know.
Have a Real Dream Records, HARD.
Oh, for sure. Okay. Okay. Ooh. Yep. Okay, dude. So. Yep. So, all right. So you got all these amazing stuff that's coming out, okay, for this year. What y'all gonna do for next year? What's coming for next year?
We probably wait till the end of the summer and drop an EP or micro album we call 40 something, because most of the artists we got is all over 40. We only got one artist in the 30s right now.
Okay, all right.
And then we got this new era we've been working on. It's like 6 songs so far. We probably try to make that 10. But we decided not to release them as EPs and stretch them out to like 10 songs over the rest of the year and drop them next year.
Oh, okay.
Right now we working on trying to figure out if we're going to drop a website. We're looking into an app. And a new YouTube channel. We all trying to get that done by 2K21.
Oh, all right.
I mean, at least get the ball rolling.
Yeah. So, okay. So, hey, next year going to be pretty nice, too.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So, you got this year coming out with some music this year. And then you got some music coming out next year and some other things coming out next year.
I got a single coming out. I don't know. It's going to probably be the first week of December, called Sticks and Stones, produced by Kid OP. Man, if y'all want to try to check me out, y'all can go on RadioAirplay.com.
All right.
And keyword Miller Hype Music or Have a Real Dream Record. And you'll get a station playing our song mixed in with some of the day's artists' songs.
Okay. All right. And speaking of today's artists from the Force, all right, who you digging right now? Like, who you think is like, that's like, okay, they got the bomb, they running with it?
I was in the hood over the weekend. I watched the Davis fight. You watched the Davis fight? Big shout out to Davis.
Ah, no. I seen the uppercut.
Listen, they laid that man down. We lost it for dude.
Dang.
Go get the stretcher.
Yeah.
Let me think, man. When you do music, it's hard to it's hard to listen to other people because you might not want the influence. But when I was uh-huh. in the hood over the weekend, everybody was hopping on the Busta Rhymes. It just came out on that pip. I can't remember the name of it, but I've been thinking about getting on the Busta Rhymes, but I had been on the Dej Low for real.
For real. Yeah, the extinction level event too. I've been bumping it all weekend.
Rick Ross, Benny the Butcher, Conway. She did her thing, man.
Yeah. Okay, so all right, everybody's bumping the Buster. All right, okay, but who you think and Fort Smith right now could get that type of vibe, that type of go?
Right now, I'm gonna say I'm gonna go between 2 to 3. I know this MC from he virtually from Memphis. They call him G-Go. He from Memphis. He got a nice buzz. He got a venue out him in Northwest Arkansas in the Rogers area. He hosts every weekend. He got a nice single called Paper Cuts. He got a nice single called Headlock. He got another one. I think it's called Pop Off or something like that. But yeah, he doing it real big. If you check out Wild's World, somewhere from Southern Arkansas, but he live in the town now. Hey, dude is off the chain. Dude is off the meat rack. You hear me? Youngster. He a youngster too. And then it's another cat in his camp. Actually, his whole camp is pretty mean. He got a cat named Rio Strange. And then he got a cat called MOK. They both got solo efforts. I can't give you the specifics on them.
But they
some strong MCs, and he got a nice camp. Y'all should check him out too.
Okay. All right. Let's check him out. Shoot.
Let me see. It's a cat named Kendall Loggins, aka Lambo. Big shout out to Lambo. Okay. One more. Marcy Mays. You gotta. It's Lambo. Low. That's what he's talking about. Low, and then you got Maisie. Marcy Mays. Them boys been repping. I'm gonna interview.
Oh,
radio. I'm on the radio. Yeah, man, it's some strength in the town. It's a lot. It's a lot, man. But that's who I be digging. And if I had the budget, I'd try to go after them guys to really get it done. Besides my home camp, double release, 25-30 songs.
Okay, speaking of your camp, who you got on your camp? Represent who you got on your camp.
Man, we got a roster, man. I ain't going to say camp. We got a little umbrella, but that's it. I mentioned Kind Man. I mentioned Loser Baby, a.k.a. Drew Holler. I mentioned Astro Strong on. I got an R&B cat I'm trying to get together back with named Ceno, C-E-N-O. He got the EP on that Piff called Feelings. It's really banging. And I think we're gonna try to get with him on some bars and hooks next year and really give it to him to run it for a little bit, because we really missing that aspect and element in our music, is like the harmony R&B type song.
He's
a blues R&B and soul type dude. He's an Al Green / Isley.
Oh wow!
In 2020.
Oh wow!
We're trying to find his sound right now.
Yeah, man, because you know Fort Smith really don't have a sound.
Man,
with all this,
As you get a chance, listen, if you get a chance, go check him out on that tip. It's called Feelings. All caps, F-E-E-L-I-N-G-S, C-N-O, C-E-N-O. He got a joint on there using that Chris Brown sample, Deuces, Feelings. That's,
oh, okay.
It's a banger, oh, man. Don't sleep. Nah, don't sleep on him. He got some throwback on the on that piff on under Gang Contact. He got a small little label out of West Helena. Dude is on his way, man. He just don't know. He just got to learn some more of the industry, man.
Okay, then. All right, so what happened if somebody is trying to come out, trying to do their own thing with the music, like their own label and their own artists and stuff, and they come to you for advice? What kind of advice would you give them if when they start now?
Man, if I could ask them a question, ask them how long they plan on doing what they doing, depending on the answer I get from that, it'll make up what comes out my mouth.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, yeah. Because you've been in the game for a while, since 94.
Man, this is a religion to me. I can't live without it, man. I'm scared to stop. Real talk.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, it's the best way to get your feelings out is by, you know, doing music. Because, you know what I'm saying, it's this form of expression that you could... You know what I'm saying? That you could perform, you know what I'm saying, to people, to you know what I'm saying, to feel what you're going through, you know what I'm saying?
I started writing flows when I was like 17, a junior in high school, Northside High School.
And
I mean, like, that's, I'm 44 now, 17. Whatever the numbers is, I've learned over the years that to keep going, you always got to find a new reason why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like me, I got PTSD, bro.
Yeah, okay.
For one, doing music helped me. It's like a form of therapy for me, like a music therapy.
Right.
Like
right.
I can come in here when I'm on one and can't get that buzz out of my head and do a mixtape off my laptop, bumping different songs until that shit at least calm down on my zone now.
Yeah.
Or like you were saying, I feel like I got a good tap on my emotions for my age because I do music too.
Yeah, that's what
my mind always wondering and I always want to learn something. So like doing the music and making it correlate with some other aspect of life, like people do basketball or dance and all.
Yeah. Because you know what? Because, you know, I think that's the reason why I'm starting falling back in love with doing music again.
I mean, that's doing music is how I can believe in the Bible and have hope and have, you know what I'm saying, a belief system of some sort, like really believe in myself or something like that.
Instill
it and encourage in somebody who you know, man, you can sing, you just got to get your confidence up type of stuff. It's forever a journey, but it's if you really love doing the music for the right reasons, you're gonna enjoy the journey.
Yeah, because
like
I
didn't grow up playing instruments and none of that. I just dabbled in things, and I always wanted to make a song.
Yeah, that's how I was too. You know what I'm saying? I never played no instruments or anything like that, but I got a keyboard, you know what I'm saying? I got a MPC, you know what I'm saying? That stuff, you know what I'm saying? You got to have, you know, some type of skill in playing a piano, playing a drum, you know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah. And I always tell songwriters, like, like what you're saying, no matter what you do or what skill you got, it's a million people who are just like you.
That's right. That's right. And so how do you stand out? It's all about how you stand out from a million people just like you.
Expression, impression. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Once you got that damn man shoe, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got the confidence to do your music. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It take time, man. It's development.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. So,
wanting to master your craft.
Yeah. And do you ever get them? I mean, I know you've been through it because you've been doing your music since 94. You ever get one in a writing slump? Like, you just... If you write so much, right? Because you write so much, right? So, and I write a lot. Like, I got 17 notebooks filled with rhymes and lyrics in a shoebox.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk, you know what I'm saying? And I be going through them shit still, you know what I'm saying? To try to, you know what I'm saying? To get my, you know, my mojo back.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm in the slump right now. I can't write nothing down, but I got these beats in my head, and then I could go put them down on my computer, on my, you know what I'm saying, with my MPC.
Yeah.
I could come up with beats for days, but I can't write nothing down, though. I mean, you ever get to that funk where you be like, okay, right now I can't write, but I got this beat that I need to get out, man, you know what I'm saying?
That's the creative process, bro.
Yeah,
that's all I can tell you about that. Like, that's the creative process. Everybody go through that.
Right.
Like, that's so tricky. I'm not going to speak on the creative process, man.
Real talk.
I got to be in your space really to influence the creative process. But, like, I mean, that's something you explain it, something every artist go through.
Right.
And everybody handles it different.
Yeah.
Real talk. Motherfuckers go off the deep end on heroin and shit. Trying to create.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that serious for me, but.
Me either.
You know what I'm saying? I do get them slumps where I gotta find some inspirations from somewhere
else. I ain't never snorted powder, put a needle in my veins.
Yeah, man, me either. You know what I'm saying?
Not to say no stupid shit like.
I feel love
for the cocoa or nothing, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't got no love for the cocoa.
Right, for real.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because, like, for real, like, I get in my moments where I'm like, man, I just can't write nothing down. And then, like, sometimes I don't even listen to, you know, hip-hop music. I go listen to some old school gospel.
Like,
or some.
When you making.
Like. Yeah. Like,
they're really getting. That's like inspiration. That. You seeking inspiration when you do that. Do you ever go back and really listen to your beat and see what you were saying internally and spiritually to yourself? Or. Because I know you get in the zone making beats. I ain't real dope at making beats. I can get it going, but I can't finish it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you need to come over here because it's the lab. I'm trying to tell you. Because this album I'm working on right now, I didn't change it. I didn't change the name like 3,000 times, but I'm going to stick with this one.
Right now, I'm working off the Akai Mini, the MPK, the Fruity Loops. I like using Acid to edit, and I like using Magic to mix and master, and then back to the other program, Acid and Fruity Loop. I've been like that for a while now. and the alien headphones, and I might use my blue microphone. It's just a little ball, snowball. But other than that, like, I really didn't. I mean, the less is the better for me. It's overwhelming when you got all this shit. It take another person. Like, it'll take you to be there for me to even work with you. I couldn't sit there and work because I get overwhelmed. Yeah, the learning is so beautiful, man. It overwhelmed.
Yeah. That's why I got my homeboy Ian back. You know what I'm saying? We just linked up. He came back. He made some beats on the machine. You know what I'm saying? Because he's going to help me produce my album. So
I want to get it in early, man.
Yeah.
2K21.
Yeah. That's what I'm pushing for. I'm pushing mine for next fall or 2K21.
Yeah.
That's why I should.
Yeah. That'd probably be our next streak of releases in the fall next year after we get over this hump right here. We been getting pushed back on one distro, so we've been trying out a new distro and they kind of like it.
Oh, okay. So who's your distro? Who's distributing your music for you?
Right. I've been with TuneCore. I'm gonna stick with TuneCore because I'm a loyal cat. I've been with them since 2010, I think, 2011. But here recently, since Astro came to the table, I've been using United Masters. Big shout out to United Masters. I like how y'all do things. But I can't leave TuneCore because they got everything I don't have. At my own company. Like, I can do what they doing. Indie, but that's the only way I can support myself right now is through that distribution, so that's why I've been doing
it. Okay, all right. So, and what's the name of it?
TuneCore.com. Yeah, it's a nice distribution company, man. They got a lot of services for artists, a lot.
Oh. Okay, I'm gonna have to check
them out.
You
know what I'm saying? Yeah, they dope.
Yeah, I'm gonna check them out then. Cause you know. Yeah. Okay, now
you need to get with me, man. I'm trying to come up with a list for affiliate programs to get the music and the podcast more notoriety, man. We need to get together as soon as possible.
Hey, I am down. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm looking for the same thing too. You know what I'm saying?
Like, so, big shout out to Dope Show Live. If it weren't for Dope Show Live right now, what buzz I do have come from the support of Dope Show Live. I promise. Big shout out to Dope Show Live. It's fresh off the ground.
Yeah, fresh.
Stop it. We can make it.
Yeah, man, for real. That's why I'm trying to put people on from the town, man. And like you, I appreciate you, man, for coming, you know, saying blessing the show, man, because, you know, I want to let everybody know that what kind of talent that we got here, man. And you being a legend in the game, you know what I'm saying? It's a big, big plus for me right here. You don't know how it is. You don't know the feeling right now that, like, hey, I got one of the legends up here on this show. This shit really kick it off, you know what I'm saying? Because I want people to know, man, that hey, we got some good talent down this way, man. But we get overlooked, and I think that's a shame for me because we get so overlooked. There's so much talent here. I mean, like, so rest in peace to Duna, man. Like, this should show y'all what talent that we got here, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, Duna was like. That dude was a legend. He's a king. He was one of our kings. And the way how he got taken away from us, that's the sad. It's the sad thing. But he was one of our kings, man. And that should let everybody know what kind of talent that we got down here because we get off the work. Hello? My bad again, man. I don't know what's going on.
If you don't want me on the show no more, Shatan, I'm bad press, let me know.
Oh, okay. No.
I'm playing.
No, I'm just playing.
It could be me over here. You hear me?
Yeah. I think it's me.
I don't know. My phone janky too, man.
Yeah. I need to get another upgrade.
Okay. I ain't trying to do it. I don't want 5G. The new normal, man.
Yeah, that 5G shit.
Yeah, phone's
gonna be like that. Yeah.
Listen, bro, we working on this Hunger Games for 2K21, bro. That's our new shit for 2K21, man. Hunger Games.
Oh, that shit sound hard.
Yeah, man. Astro got like 3 beats popping right now. I'm writing a song, waiting on production. That's Keto Pete Music Studio. Yeah, okay. Let me think. Keto Pete produced Blood Moon, which come out on the 17th. He produced Sticks and Stones, which come out sometime in December. And he did a lot of the shit we got on that PIF whenever y'all get a chance to check it out.
Okay. All right. So we're going to check that out then. You know what I'm saying? The people need to know, man. Sure. So... because the music we got down here, the talent that we got down here, man, is amazing.
We got to mix it up.
Yeah, man, we do. We really do. But like you were saying the last time, man, like people can't really come together because for some reason, you know, it's beef between them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, not too many people's going to come together. You know what I'm saying?
Man, they better learn how to use their emails.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, do it out the blue. Just surprise.
Yeah, man.
Start a chain, man, of surprising each other with songs that need to be finished or something. I don't know what you got to do. I'm going to stay busy with it.
Yeah, man. And I am too with this podcast. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to work on some new stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? More dope music gonna be in the building by next year. You know what I'm saying? And more dope clothing. I got my own little t-shirt thing going. MDK.
We're gonna have to get together, man.
Oh yeah, man. We're gonna have to stacks. Because man, hey, we gotta take off where Duna left off, man. We gotta take off from there. I feel like we gotta put the hood back on the map, man. Duna was doing it, man.
He was on his way, man.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, I agree with you. I was in the hood, and it's real diverse now, but it just ain't fair to me because of the economic situation with how it was when we grew up and all these foreigners in the hood. With stores and business.
Yeah, we've been
out here being real and we can't even pull it together to get going where our business is more lucrative, man.
Yeah. Because we can't support each other for some reason.
I mean, it's a nice chain of barbershops. You got your boy Kenny Jones. He just opened up a little pub. Big shout out to Kenny Jones. You can check him out on 50th and Midland if you're in the Fort across from the car wash.
Okay, all right. The Midland Bowling Pool Hall, right?
Midland Heights Pool Hall.
Pool Hall,
that's what it's called.
Yeah.
The Wave is big with
the
promoter Otis May. He big with his promotions, man. Y'all gotta check him, man. He have a lot of events out there. That's an event center what he working with. He doing it big.
Yeah, I heard. He's putting it down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He been doing music too, right?
Yeah. I think he might be finna drop some in the next 6 months or so.
Okay. Yeah, because I know he do music. He was doing music with Live Salsa, wasn't he?
Man, Live Salsa the hardest working cat in show business from this town.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing his thing. There's some more cats. There's more cats that that's what I'm talking about, man.
And see, I ain't even talking about his music. I'm talking about he do videos and a lot of other
stuff.
I'm big on the crafts of all the crafts that got to do with doing music. Like if you Jaquiel Parker's working on a movie, dog. You hear me?
Real.
Yeah, he big with the videos, but he's working on his own movie right now.
What?
Yeah, bro.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm trying to get a part in the next joint.
That's what I'm talking about. Man, hey, only thing you need is a good script writer, a good camera. And
I think I'm going to go into my 50s on that too. Because I got some documentaries planned in the future.
Yeah.
I mean, they already being worked on. I just ain't put them together, man. I ain't had time. And I'm just had to take some time out after this buzz die down. And
Yeah. Because next year I'm documenting my the way I'm gonna record my app up to where I'm recording my app.
Man, if you had a camera, you would be better off just going live on YouTube or something. While you doing what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
Just to get some more viewers and followers up.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get that camera next year.
Most motherfuckers don't get that. It's just newer software or newer camera that make this shit better, man.
Yeah. And just do it on your laptop.
Oh, well.
Chop it up.
Yeah, because you can always go to a studio with a little more versatility in it to upgrade your HPs or whatever the hell you're trying to upgrade in your project. That's why I'm like, man, like doing a song, it's never finished.
No,
I don't care how long you might sell a mean copy, that motherfucker wouldn't even finish.
No, because you could have put more to it, you could have been it. That's how I am, man. I'm doing songs and stuff, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, nah, it's not up to my standards. But if y'all feeling it, I'm feeling it too. You know what I'm saying? That's how I am.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's, you know, I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? It's the music and the talent here in Fort Smith is dope, man.
It is. You know what I'm saying?
It's dope. It's beautiful. You know, I support all, you know what I'm saying? I support everyone. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing here, you know.
Man, we can all eat. I don't know why they acting like they don't want to eat.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Like, but what could be the cause of that?
It don't matter. We got to keep doing what we doing.
Right.
We got to see we support each other. Like, I know going into next year, I'm going to push the button on you as much as possible and encourage artists to holler at you and do what I'm
man.
Doing.
Yeah,
and show them you got another side. Show them you got business savvy. Show them you got some common sense. It's all about a common ground, man.
Yeah.
Real talk.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, because Fort Smith could be so much more if we all just come together and work with each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because like you said, Fort Smith is the Cappy and the music.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And I was sitting there thinking that when you were saying that, I was like, you know what? He really is. You ain't lying. You telling the truth.
I be telling everybody that if they do music, I'm like, dog, yo, you from the richest hood in this shit, man. You need to branch out. Big shout out to Branch Out. It's a video graphics service out there in Fort Chaffee. It's the new joint too, man. They dope. You got Branch Out. You got Autumn. What is Sosa's joint called? Autumn something. Yeah, it's a lot of videographers out here in the town too, man.
Yeah, You know what I'm saying? Because I need to get some people on here, man.
Loyoko. L-O-Y-O-C-O-L. He cold with it. He do a lot of videos. I big shout out to Loyal.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
And see, I'll be having some dope visuals for a video, man. So that's why I want to get into that too. I'm trying to get into a little bit of everything.
I'm in it.
See, that's what we need to link up, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
We could be the next Def Jam mixed with Def Row and Bad Boy of the South, all into one.
It's already in the works. We just gotta come together, man.
Yeah, we do. You know what I'm saying? Get over this little pettiness, whatever it is. Because we can make money together, man. Fort Smith got a lot of talent, you know what I'm saying, here, that they could link up and just do something amazing.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a... You got it. The people got to see it to believe it, though.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is true, man. I think people...
That's sad, but it's the reality.
Yeah.
It's the nature of the business. Fake it till you make it. And to me, it's about ownership.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Own your masters. You can be a slave for yourself, but own your masters.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? You know, because that's some real shit, man. Because these labels out here, man, they won't give a fuck about you. You know what I'm saying? If they know that you can make a hit after hit, they would use you. And you don't own anything, but the label does.
It ain't even about the hits either. It's about longevity if you for real about your music and the craft, man.
Yeah. And that's another thing, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? You've been in it and stuff like that and everything. You've been working on your craft and stuff, the passion. Where you think that comes from when you have it for your music? Where the passion comes from for you?
Man, I had became so that it was just some dark times in my life where it seemed like I didn't have nothing else.
Right, right.
And I developed a compassion that became so strong that, dog, it became like a religion to me. It helped me with our normal religions. And it helped me with being with the PTSD. And it helped me with so much doing it. That's why I told you, I can't stop, bro. Even if I don't release another record after this year, I can't stop recording.
Right.
Like, I'm into any way you can record. I'm trying to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
Like, man, it ain't a gadget. It ain't nothing. I ain't never used. Ain't an app I ain't never used to record a song, bro.
Have you make your own beats?
I'm working on that. I probably won't release a song that I produced myself till I'm probably 55, 60.
Yeah,
I need to be around producers.
Well, you need to come fuck with me, man, because I got some shit. Especially, I can show you how to make some samples, like make a whole beat out of a sample.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this MPC, this MPC that I got. Yeah, you will fall in love with it.
Oh man.
This. Because it could do so many things, man. Like the music, like the beats that you hear on albums now, that's every producer had an MPC.
I agree with you.
Yeah, that's what Knife Wonder used.
Ain't nothing like an AK.
Sure ain't. Man. Them things is legendaries, man.
You ain't got you an affiliate program, joined their affiliate program with them. They might play samples from your podcast on their website or...
I think I do with Akon, yeah. Because I have to register my beat machine in.
Man.
This is a code number that you got to register into the website letting you know you got their material and, you know what I'm saying, their hardware.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? So that's what I got. I think I got something through them with that, or something like that.
Check it out.
But I'm a but I'm coming up, but I'm coming out with some stuff, you know what I'm saying? But mine's won't be out till late. To 21.
Nah, we gonna get you, we gonna get together and get you buzzed up before then, man. I mean, before what you got planned.
I'm gonna do some mixtape.
I'm open right now, so I'm trying to open up my heart and ears and creative process to new things this year. So as soon as you're ready, man, let me know. I come get it in.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna be ready here soon. I'm gonna get everything set up and everything, because this is gonna be the lab over here until we move, because we're gonna move back to Fort Smith. Gonna get a house and stuff, since my oldest boy back over there, I mean, he's playing for Northside, so
big shout out to the Grizzlies.
Yeah, man, big shout out to the Northside Grizzlies, yeah, doing their thing.
They doing their thing and everything.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Northside is the, yo, I had some fun at Northside. I ain't going in front. I had some fun going there when I was going there.
You know it's about tradition, man.
Oh yeah.
It don't matter what area or aspect of lifestyle you got, Northside got the tradition for it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We got a very rich tradition, you know what I'm saying? So
in everything.
Yeah. 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 That's why I was saying, like, the music, man. The music here is, it's so, I mean, like, it's so good here, man. Like, the music.
Bro, I don't even know how, I mean, like, when you say that, it kind of pains me, because I'm like, we got to stay working and diligent, man, until we get our own. Like, you know how the Peacemakers come every year and throw their concert?
Yeah, we
doing that every year.
Oh yeah,
the satisfaction as an artist just ain't there, man. Yeah, but that's the Hunger Games coming out next year, man. We working on it. We in the lab writing right now, and that's where I need to stop talking.
Yeah,
I don't want to get okay too into the Hunger Games of this year.
Well, you know what? Since we don't link up and stuff, man, we need to get the old gang back together and do a Black Mob reunion. What you think?
I think it can happen.
Because, you know what I'm saying? Because X been talking to me about it, Jay. And he was like, man, holler at Stacks, man. See, hey, because he said he want to do it.
If you make a little micro 15 to 30 second beat tape for every beat and send it to everybody, by the time it's time, we should be able to handle it. You just want them to get some thoughts going.
Yeah, man, because look, man, because we got all the right pieces now. Back then we was doing it, we was missing some pieces. You know what I'm saying? But right now, since we're my mind and your mind, and Jay's mind, you know what I'm saying? I don't know about Zay Zilla.
I just seen.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, so you need to ask him, man.
It's ready. If you talking like that, it's ready.
Well, then, because it need to happen, man. Because, hey, I be having some dope shit for us. I can make the beat. I can do the production. You know what I'm saying? I be having some dope shit for us, man. And I think a reunion joint album with us would be dope as fuck. And that shit, and that could come out in, 2K22.
Yeah. Let's get it. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, because I'm serious, man. I'm thinking that's why I had to do this podcast, because I want to put everybody on from the city to promote their stuff, to make every, you know, make people like, hey, man, you know, come out and support, you know. So I got some good stuff. I had to holler at you to get you on the show because, you know, you've been in the game for so long, you know what I'm saying? You've seen, you know, the ins and outs of everything, you know what I'm saying, from different angles, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's why it's a blessing to have you on the show and talk about this music, because, you know, Fort Smith got the talent. When you were saying that we the Cappy, you're right. We are. we the Cappy.
Real talk.
We the Cappy. Like, for real.
Accept it and move forward.
Yeah, man. Because, like, you don't really hear nobody else unless we outside our hoods. Because, you know, because Fort Smith niggas, we travel niggas too, you know what I'm saying? We go anywhere. And we might go somewhere and hear some nigga in Little Rock. And, you know, oh, they're okay, nigga, dope. You know what I'm saying? Come back to the town, play they shit. That's the only way we gonna hear these niggas. Mm-hmm. If some nigga come back from the hood, hey, this nigga over here from this side of the, you know, neck of the woods, you know what I'm saying, got some dope shit. Oh, okay. Oh, okay, we fuck with... Like, it was a big old group up there in Little Rock. Damn, man, back in 2000. They called themselves Diamond Something. They was passing out their CDs down here heavy down there at the mall one time. Mm-hmm. Some Little Rock niggas.
Mm-hmm. I probably had that shit.
Yeah, I did. I grabbed one. You know, I took one from them and shit, and they had some dope shit.
Yeah. I mean, I know of a couple cats. I ain't gonna say no names and no mentions. But no, I can't get that in return. But it is what it is, and
wow,
it ain't no competition. But it's about the town for me, man. I ain't looking to do nothing but Fort Smith music for the rest of my days. I ain't nothing. I'm just trying to stay dropping and eat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Fort Smith, we got some, man. I'm excited, you know what I'm saying? Because I really think, and really to me, I might be sounding crazy, but I really think this is the best year from all the other years Fort Smith is dropping some music. Like, I think this is the best year, really.
It's been heavy.
All this shit that's going on.
It's been heavy.
Yeah. Cause I just, that's the vibe that I'm feeling. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm always hearing something new, and I'd be surprised that it'd be from cats from here. And I'd be like, damn, I'm like,
hopefully they'll start listening to Dope Show Live and they'll get motivated, man. And you'll get more interviews. And as soon as you get hot, everybody else gonna get hotter. Cause they ain't nobody doing what you're doing in this big app. I'm planning on dropping a new podcast in 2022, but I thought I've been dealing with you and getting to know how you do things. I probably won't try to put that in the works until 2022, because I was like, when it comes to doing a website, man, you might as well try to get as many business as you can to support that damn website. Why not put your music out with the same fucking thing as the podcast?
Right.
That's what you're doing. Spotify doing.
Yeah.
iTunes doing.
Yeah. And that's what I'm going to do. But everybody, not
like, why come you can't hear my album on the same app? With your podcast.
Why we ain't
smart enough to do that?
Become
affiliate program members of businesses to support this type of thing, industry, and then whatever. I mean, you got other areas you want to branch off into, man. Like, I could start a podcast and we only do sports. Crime. I might go into, I want to talk about crime on my, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's networking, man.
Yeah. And staying connected, too.
Yeah, I need to send. I'm gonna start hitting you up with these websites where you can start learning how to publish and get your writers. And you should might as well learn how to get you a performance right organization membership with ASCAP or BMI, or somebody like that, so you can collect on your shit.
I feel you because my brother, he got
do that shit little... tonight.
Yeah, I can. I can.
Your writers will be free on ASCAP. I don't know about BMI being with ASCAP for like 15 years now.
Oh, for real?
But the publishing, I think, is 150, and that's what we working on, a deal, trying to get that shit squared away with ASCAP, where all our artists got their writers and publishing.
No shit.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes the distro might connect you with somebody like Sound Exchange or Sound Drop or one of them other spots who would do that for you, because you might not want to be with ASCAP or BMI. You might want to be with CSAC or I don't know. It's a lot of them, bro.
Oh, shit. Okay.
But shit, just gonna be in my ASCAP. Do your writer's part. When you get your chips together, pay your little fee for your publishing. I think it's a one-time fee. And every time your name come up or your IPI number come up or your other number for your publishing, you type that shit in and it register your shit all the way to the computers they got.
Okay, I'm gonna do this shit.
The more cats we can get to understand that, it won't be these discrepancies about beats and production and all that, cause the producer gotta have these numbers too.
Okay, well, fuck, I'm gonna do this shit tonight then. Shit, okay. You just put me on some, okay then.
I mean, like, look, if we dropped a song and you was on BMI, but and I'm on ASCAP, and I got my publishing, and you ain't got your publishing, they ain't gonna release the song.
Oh, okay. Cause we
both got different PROs, performance right. We both belong to different performance right organizations. But if we had to turn around and put it out as like a group name without nobody's name being on it, we probably could get it to work out somehow. But other than that, like, yeah, man, most people don't know about getting that and my mouth dry, give me one. They writers and publishing, man. You putting in an application or something and you getting your badge.
Okay. The really prove that you're doing your shit. Okay. Well, I'm gonna do that then.
Don't give me anything. Anything. Yeah.
For real. I'm gonna do that shit, man. So, all right. So, man. Well,
how much time you got, man? You vote? Got an RAP? We got an RAP to vote, man. Us.
Yeah.
Get out and vote, yeah. Chiron, man.
Yeah. I want to, brother. I'll do, but
shut the door.
I don't know, man. I'm not feeling it.
Kanye on the ballot.
I do, man. Ain't nobody gonna vote for that clown.
I'm just saying, it's about 20 people on there, man. You can just go write something in. Just do it for camaraderie's sake.
Well, okay, I guess. I'm gonna have to then. Shit.
If you can't, if you can't do nothing but take a vote away from somebody, do it.
You can take somebody's vote away from them?
No, I'm saying if you don't vote, it's the same as voting for who already in there.
Oh, yeah.
But you can go in here and just vote for somebody out of 20 people, dog. You don't even know who the fuck they is.
Yeah.
But if you don't vote, you voted for Trump.
Yeah. It is true.
It is what it is, bro.
Well, you right. I might as well go ahead down there tomorrow. Because that's the election day.
See some people, man. Shake some hands. Let's make it better. It's the politics. Yeah. It's what is it? I was telling you. Hold on. It's the art of politics in business.
Yeah, the Machiavelli.
You might meet the motherfucker from 102.7 and you get to talking to him and that shit goes to damn. You want to try that shit at the station?
Sure. You know what? Well, yeah. Yeah, you're right. You know, yeah, you don't know.
Yeah, man, man. I might.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go down there and vote.
I'm pretty sure you can go through there and vote and don't even vote for president. Do that. You was there.
Yeah.
You ain't got to feel no remorse about the shit.
Yeah.
Play your part, man. If you're eligible to vote and you register, do it.
Yeah, I am registered.
Yeah, man.
So I need to do it, yeah. That's a big thing, though. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, who you think is going to get it?
No comment. I refuse to comment. I had to go get me some green, so I won't even care.
Yeah.
I didn't vote for neither one of them.
Yeah.
I didn't.
That's the hard thing too. Everybody's talking about who you gonna vote for. Who you gonna vote for?
Anybody with them. I'm not voting for them. I'm voting for my local election and they name they got some bullshit over there with their names. I just ain't fucking with them too.
Yeah, I can't vote local. You okay. Yeah, because that's I don't know, man. That shit is crazy.
It is, and I ain't gonna get into it.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. But you know what, though? But how everything is going, though, with all this shit is going on and everything, I think the music is the best sign right now for people just to listen to get away from that shit.
Listen. The way me and my dog Astro Strong gonna be dropping tracks, we feel like we right on time with the time. And I was just finna say right. If I can ask you, hey man, he got that Blood Moon single coming out pretty soon. Right. I was gonna see if you could get that man a call and see what he got going on. If you need another feature for the show, man, he a vet now. He super OG.
Okay, yeah.
That'll open you up to a whole new wide range of topics. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he be on a good vibe, man. You might like talking with him.
Okay, well, yeah. I could if I could get him on the show too, that would be nice.
Yep, yeah, I'm gonna put a word in with Mr. Kind Man and see if he wanna do your show. Me and him gotta join out. It's on Venmo. Venmo, whatever that YouTube type site is besides YouTube. Uh-huh. We gotta join out called PTSD, man. It's real nice.
Okay then. Well, y'all need to shoot that away over here, man, so I can play that.
We think I'm gonna shoot it to you, man. And we trying to release it just on some benefit, you know what I'm saying?
You know what?
National Organization of Mental Illness type of joint. Pay some.
Yeah.
Look out for our mentally ill, man. They get shot up out here running with knives and trying to fight these cops. It's just the mental health and cops just don't match, and it's bad in society to me, man. And I'm mentally ill, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, okay, you know what? I need to have all of y'all on the show at one time. So I can talk to all y'all, man. Just have like one big, and I want to try to make this like a 2 or 3 hour event.
No doubt.
Yeah.
That's big time.
Yeah. I'll have all of y'all all at once. Everybody can explain what they gonna do with that come out on your label. You talk about what you finna do and talk about your artists that you finna do and everything like that. I'm gonna try to get my boy Jay. We need to get Zay Zilla and have that Black Mob reunion all in one on one show. I'm trying to make that like a two. And you know what? Yo, Stacks, you need to help me with this, man. I want to do it on New Year's Day.
Wow.
Yeah. They'll be going into my next season. Yeah. And they'll introduce into my second season of my podcast.
Wow. So
yeah, for real, we need to stick, like, we need to keep in contact with each other, talk to your peoples, you know what I'm saying? I talk to Jay, you know what I'm saying? He talk to Zave and everything like that. We all come together, boom, do that one big show on my podcast, least 2-3 hours long. Well, that's a lot.
You capable of that?
Yeah, well, so let's do it.
Let's do it, man.
Let's do it, man. And I want to do it on New Year's Day.
I'm going to be available, guy. We'll be done.
Okay. Because I'll be out. I'll be out from work that day. So we're going to do that. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the love, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get everybody on. I love the city.
I get with mine and tell them to hit you, and you make a list.
Yeah, because you know what I'm saying, I gotta man, damn, my bad, it's kill again. I want to get everybody on here. Because, you know, I want to expand my show and I want to put everybody, I want everybody to hear what we got going on down here, man. Because, you know, I'm really on the big two platforms, and that's Spotify and Apple Podcasts. A lot of people listening.
You ain't playing.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people's listening. So you ain't playing. So the more the better, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to let everybody out here listen, you know, because Fort Smith, we got some talent here, and we just get overlooked, man. But this right here, I think this is a calling right here. This podcast, it can stop that, man.
I think so too, man.
Yeah. That's why I got you up on here. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get some more people to put on here on this show, man, because we got a lot, man. We got a lot of talent here.
A lot, bro. I gotta get here. I'm finna grub. You hear me? I'm hungry, man.
All right.
Hey, listen, this your boy Stacks, this Young Hard. Finna sign out for Dope Show Live with my dog. I call him Shot. Damn.
Yeah,
when he around, shit just got a way of calming down. But what I was gonna say is, man, listen, Shotan, I'm trying to grow up. This is Hunger Games 2K21. Let's get it.
Hey, and I appreciate you coming on the show.
I appreciate you too, man.
All right, man. So, yo, Stacks. That was Stacks, baby.
Thank you, man.
Dope Show Live. All right, Stacks.
Salute.
I'm gonna catch you next time. All right, people. That's Stacks, y'all.
One.
All right. Peace.